This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Touching me, touching you.
Sweet Caroline. This is one of those strange themes. Shows up at the Red Sox games. I'm not really sure I know what the origin of it is, but every Red Sox game. Oh. Really? Why didn't I think? Mm-hmm. Boston, yeah, I guess. She's not happy about her cousin, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., is. Literally the black sheep of the family. The last thing, that's not true. Some of the family is very supportive.
Speaking.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. They're very supportive, some of them, but the others, you know, the predictable ones, John F. Kennedy's children, not fans. Anyway, what did you start to say?
Oh, yeah, no, I was just going to say, they still do all of their family gatherings, and they, because maybe this family's been in politics for so long that they know how to compartmentalize everything, so
yeah.
When they're all together, they just don't discuss politics. And
right.
A bunch of RFK Jr.'s siblings have said they do not agree with him politically. They would not only would they not vote for them, but they think that anybody who does vote for them is wrong and
really?
Needs to do a better job
uh-huh.
looking at other candidates. But when it comes to actually being together as a family, it seems like they are all still on the same team. They're always still going to be in each other's corners.
Well, I guess they won't be happy with me because I'm planning on voting for the guy. If the election were today, I'd be there. You know that a year from today, we'll have been through the election. And guess what? We'll be starting to figure out who's going to run in 2028 a year from today. That's the game, as it were. This is the Good Day program. Doug Steffen and Jay Kirshner rewarding you with lessons in life, information. I feel like John Tesh now. Right? When he's on the air, it's information for your life.
Intelligence for your life.
Intelligence for your life. And I'm happy to say that the father of our present co-host and longtime, hopefully she doesn't ever go anywhere else. She's always here. Her father,
yay.
Who also is my consultant, was the originator of John Tesh's program, the sort of co-creator of it. And so here we are in the hall of greatness, and it's good. It has its rewards in life. What about you? What about your life? What rewards do you have? I think about this all the time. What are you contributing, and how are you rewarded? Some people think it's as simple as what you get at the end of the week in your paycheck. It may be. But maybe it's deeper than that. If you think about whether you're doing well or you're not doing well in any different, like with your family, right? It's not just about the job. It's about your family and what your circle of friends like and what do you do with your spare time? What's the average day like? How do you observe what's going on in life? Do you think about it even? Maybe it's worth thinking. If you're not thinking about it, maybe you might want to think about what your real contribution is to life.
You know,
your
life, liberty.
You're different. You're unique. And yeah, you are. Well, everybody's replaceable in a sense.
That's what I mean. Like, think about where are you replaceable. When it comes to your job,
mm-hmm.
you are replaceable. When it comes to your family, you are not.
If somebody were to follow you around on an average day and observe your contributions, what would they see? Something, again, to think about. What would you be contributing to your own well-being, to your family's well-being, to friends, to your employer, right? On an average day, just say, let's take today as an average day. What are you going to contribute that will be valued by other people. Again, your family, friends, people that you work with. What do you? That's something to think about. I would like to have you think about that as we think about the value of money. Excuse me for a moment.
The value of money. We like it. We want more of it.
Right. If you have a $2 bill laying around, it could be worth thousands of dollars. As a matter of fact, there are those at auctions. I have a couple of $2 bills. One of them is in my desk drawer. The other one is in my wallet. It's all folded up and it's all, you know, kind of worn out. But it's I feel like it's a good luck piece. They're selling for $2,500 a piece.
Really? Is it $2 bills that are made by a certain date? I have a few, but I feel like they are relatively newer.
Yeah, if you have one with a brown or a blue seal, they can sell for up to $2,500. But as I said, a lot of people think that they're good luck. I have a fake $1 million bill that I carry in my wallet as well. That's not worth anything, except it's good. It's kind of a good thing for your head. But the Heritage Auction folks, they are the largest auction house in the world dealing with bills like this. If you've got some that's older, actually, here's one that just sold at auction for $4,000 from 2003 with a low serial number. I'm looking at the current sales. Let's see here. There are $2 bills that go back to 1917 that are worth the same kind of dough. At the least, they're worth $1,000. Many of them are worth $2,500, and they've gotten as high as $4,000 at these auctions. The $2 bill goes back to 1869. It was called the Rainbow Note. And those, if you can find one, are worth $3,000, $3,500, that sort of stuff. There's one listed on eBay for $8,000. How about them? And Heritage Auction said they found, or somebody brought, a unique, really unique one. This is a $2 bill from 1869, sold for $12,000. Right? And let's see here. At one point in time, there were about $1 billion worth of $2 bills in circulation. So what is that? That's $2 billion, right? It's a face value.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. People have thought they were, they became unpopular because it wasn't an even exchange. If you get $3 in change back, got a $2 bill and a $1 bill. And then people would say, young people, James, have you ever even touched a $2 bill? Have you ever seen a $2 bill?
Yeah, I've seen them before, but it's not very often, no. And I think it was actually my grandpa who showed me one. I think he keeps one, like, in his house somewhere.
Yeah. Grandfathers are great for that. My grandfather gave me a bunch of silver dollars, and now I've given them to my grandchildren. They're kind of fun just to have. It's just fun. All right, speaking of money, here's a story from Colorado today. A welding company decided to pay a subcontractor. They were in court, and the welding company was being sued by the sub, and the judge gave him a five-figure settlement. And so the fellow who ran the welding company figured, I'm going to fix you. So this is a company called Fired Up Fabrications, and he was told to pay the subcontract $23,500. So what he did, he was not happy about it. So he goes to the bank, and he gets $23,500 in change. The change weighed 3 tons. Right? There was a breach of contract, and the judge found in favor of the subcontractor. Fired Up Fabrications figured, okay, I'm going to fix this guy. And they reached their settlement, and the company was, they agreed to pay the other company. And so the attorney gets a delivery to her office location, drives there on a flatbed truck. And they had boxes of loose coins weighing 6,500 pounds.
This is brilliantly petty.
Yeah, it is extraordinarily petty, but listen, kind of a cute thing. All right, let's see what happened here. All right. This portion of the program, by the way, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. For all your car care needs, get the parts and service you need from the pros, pro parts people at O'Reilly. A child in North Carolina rescued after falling into a pile of mud. The sinkhole happened in a pond near a new construction site. 12-year-old boy had been riding his bike. Officials revealed that he was stuck in the hole for 3 hours. He was yelling, "Help! Help!" I'm sure it didn't sound that high. That was probably low pitch, and his was high pitched. A cry for help. He had sunk about 5 feet. And so they took him out, brought him to the hospital. He wasn't hurt, but he was cold. As you can imagine. Imagine what you feel like when you can't. What kind of scary thoughts? I mean, think about it for a second.
Yeah, you don't know. Yeah, you don't know what's going to happen. And,
Right? Yeah.
It's and like there's other children who finally heard his calls for help. And then went and got adults.
Yep, I wouldn't want to be in that position at all. Although I think I felt like that when I was swimming in off the beach of Riviera Beach off the coast of Singer Island. Probably late 60s. And I remember swimming out way, way out, going way out to a sandbar. And then the sandbar was collapsing under my feet. The sand was volatile. So I started swimming back, and the tide came in, and the current was there, and it sucked me around, man. It was one of the scariest moments of my life, trying to think, how am I going to get out of this? And then you just go on adrenaline. You stop thinking about it, and you just look for a spot, and you aim for it, and you go for it. And so that's the same thing, being trapped. It's like being in a cave with a caveman. Yeah, that horrible thought. All right, enough horrible thoughts. 18 after, this is a good day.
Oh, I love this restaurant. Glad we got a table quickly.
What does that sign say?
Caution, wet floor.
No, right next to it.
If you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of serious consequences from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60. I didn't know that.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. RSV vaccines, including Pfizer's, are available. Learn more at BewareOfRSV.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
My passion about ancestry comes from the fact that I was an only child who didn't have family. I see all my friends doing family outings and family this, and I would spend weekends just lost in ancestry. My first one I found was Liz. I was also an only child, and there were no big holiday gatherings where I got to know cousins or aunts. It's because of ancestry we've kind of become bi-coastal besties.
The holidays are meant to be shared with family. Start today during our holiday sale at Ancestry.com.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist, clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Save on stuff you really need and stuff you bought for fun. Stuff you always really wanted this holiday at Amazon. Stuff that is discounted if you're naughty or you're nice. Stuff to buy your grandma who drinks her Chardonnay with ice. Stuff to make you big and strong. Stuff we can't name in this song. Stuff for lawns and decking halls. Save big on stuff.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Now 23 after the hour on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jay Kirshner, checking out some of the social media ideas and their personalities here, because during this portion of each of the hours of the Good Day program, we try to dig around in the trending world, social media. You can always connect with us at Good Day Networks on all the social media. Looks like Elon Musk's artificial intelligence startup called XAI... Right? There it is. Put that in your vegetable
soup. Of course
soup.
He's going to get X in on this.
AI. Integrated into his X social media platform and be available as a standalone app. He also said, Musk said, XAI has released its first model, AI model, a bot named Grok. Grok or Grok? What would you say, G?
Okay. I would say Grok. But maybe it's Grok. That sounds a little bit better.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm not necessarily sure he's
Let's give this AI its respect and pronounce its name properly.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so it's been designed, he says, to answer questions with a bit of wit. How do you like that? A bit of wit. So if you're a premium subscriber, what does that cost? If you're an ex-premium plus subscriber, what does that cost? Do you know?
That's a good question. And I think the premium subscribers are the ones that get the check marks now, the quote unquote verified accounts.
Really?
What was it? $5? $25? No, it's not $5. I'm sorry. I think it was like $25 or something like that. And then corporations are like $1,000. And then I don't know if it's been I don't think it's been implemented yet, because we would know about this. But every user, if you even want to tweet or do anything, you're going to have to pay. Was it like one penny annually? Because
is that what it is?
To deter bots, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Anyway, the Prime Minister of Britain, Rishi Sunak, said to Musk that he thought AI was the most disruptive force in history, and he says he's going to do everything that he can to slow it down or stop it. He thinks it'll make employment as we know it today a thing of the past. Musk said... They have a global AI safety summit going on in England. That's where this announcement was made. So it's very interesting. You know, we just now in 2023 started talking about this stuff. But the company behind ChatGPT has been around since 2015, and apparently Musk was involved in it then. I did not know that. Did you know that?
I didn't know.
Huh. All right, social media questions on our Good Day show. Let's see, you can go to all the social media, X and FaceTime and Instagram and whatever, and find questions. We're looking for insights from you. What's on your mind? Was posted. Somebody from Cleveland. I don't know if that's Cleveland, Ohio, or Cleveland, Mississippi.
Or Cleveland, Tennessee.
WINT down there. There were questions about this week because of the elections. Which election results are you following? That kind of came out of the overall, you know, what's on your mind, and people talking about this lady, Terry, lives up in New Hampshire. She was looking at what happened in the Manchester, New Hampshire election there. She's in Hooksett, New Hampshire. Let's see here. Surcharges. This has been a big to-do, right? And what it is that is being done. Isn't the government, I'm trying to remember, was this a local thing here in Massachusetts or whether it's a federal? I think it's a federal thing. There's legislation afoot, looks like it's going to pass, that will take fees out of everything. No more fees at the airport. No more fees on your Verizon or whatever your cell phone account is. Anything that the state can't add fees to your, you know, like your local water bill has this fee, that fee, another fee. Nope. No more of that stuff. And people obviously like that idea. So thank you for connecting with us here on Good Day at Good Day Networks. That's how you get.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. SAG-AFTRA negotiators are greenlighting a tentative agreement that will end the actor's strike against the film and television studios. It's been the longest strike in their Hollywood history. The deal was approved via a unanimous vote. SAG-AFTRA negotiators announced that the strike ended just after midnight last night. SAG-AFTRA's national board will in all likelihood agree to the new deal tomorrow. National Security spokesman John Kirby is not confirming reports that the United States and Israel are considering a 3-day pause in the war. Kirby did say the Biden administration is discussing the benefits of humanitarian pauses with allies, including getting aid into Gaza and securing the release of hostages held by Hamas terrorists. Science nerds of the world unite. Today is officially Carl Sagan Day. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
I bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
What have you got to say?
Can you believe he just said that? Tell Doug what you think. Don't like something we're talking about? Well, let's see if you can do better. Call 855-999-3684 and steer the conversation. That's 855-999-DOUG.
Number one, back on this stage, 40,000 years ago. Huh? What?
What did you say?
It sounds like a sitar, doesn't it? This is the first instrument and the first song that apparently was ever performed in public. Or first music, I don't know if you call it a song. According to historical journals, do you remember, James, what this was called? I'm trying to remember how I stumbled on this the other day, and I thought to myself, oh, this is This is worth a minute or two of our time. It's one of those amazing things. You know, who would think, right, that there would be somebody talking or interested in or covering or want us to know about the oldest song, the oldest melody that was ever recorded.
Well, so here's the interesting part. It's called Hurrying Hymn Number 6.
Yeah.
Which would imply that there's a 1-5
more someplace else.
Yeah.
Right.
But this is what we know of, yeah.
Yeah, right. This is sort of a, there's a buzz attached to this. Probably not too many of your friends are tied into this at the moment, but I thought it was kind of an interesting anecdotal realization about the part of, we all take music for granted, right? All of us love different types of music, and we pay attention to our favorite music because it's good for our health, good for our head, good for our, music is fabulous for, you know, everything that ails you. So that was it back in, this was before the Christian era,
1400 BC.
Yeah, thank you. See you later. There it is. Okay, let's go north of our border. We all focus on what's going on south of the border. And what's north of the border is, well, I guess depends on your point of view. There is the debate, the Republican debate, focusing on border issues. It's almost becoming trite because we all know what a problem it is. And frankly, how easy it is to fix it. You don't need some politician to tell you, oh, this is how, I'm a genius, I figured out how to fix it. You close the borders. Hello? Close the borders. All right, so that's on the south. We don't want to close the borders on the north because, of course, they're all our friends and none of the bad guys come through on the northern end. It's always.
But how do we know that?
We don't. I'm being facetious.
Oh.
All right, so as long as we're north of the border.
I misread that sarcasm.
That's okay. It's all right. It's called Real Radio. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen in Canada. Air Canada the other day denied a claim that a passenger died on board a flight because it was 16 hours long and didn't get diverted. This is a trip from India to Toronto. This guy's daughter claims that he wouldn't have died if the plane had been diverted. Well, I'm just kind of trying to think about this. If you're flying from India, chances are you're flying over pretty much water all the way. So I would, my first reaction to this would be, where would you have suggested we land? I suppose you could go over Hawaii, maybe that way. Anyway, so this woman, they've been traveling on this Air Canada flight. He started being very sick. I got to describe it, but lady says he was deteriorating in front of us, his daughter. Symptoms began 7 hours into the flight. Apparently they came back over Europe. They didn't come back. They didn't go the other way. They didn't go the western, the eastern way. They went the western way. And she pleaded with the flight crew to divert the plane so the father could disembark and get some medical help. The flight continued 9 hours more. And they landed in Montreal, and this guy was dead. So
yeah,
paramedics
he died
came.
While paramedics on the ground were working on him. And yeah. Air Canada is saying that they were in constant contact with ground support and medical personnel on the ground, and that they felt there was nothing they could have done. The diverting it wasn't the answer. The higher ups said that yes, they all followed protocol. We are not at fault for this. And yeah. But I get where the daughter is coming from because I think what did they do? They moved him up to business class so he could fully lay out. Like if you're having a heart attack, which is what this kind of sounds like. Why is just simply the act of simply laying down going to do anything? And of course, you know this is going to go to court. And
of course,
If they were over water, there was nowhere to go. Totally get that. But if they were truly above Europe at this time and they did not divert the flight for this medical incident, and then the man died because he had to wait 9 more hours for help. Mm-hmm. Yeah, why wouldn't they be at fault?
Yep. Well, let's see what happens with that one. Lawyers are plenty all over that one. Also in Canada, parents welcomed the biggest baby on record. A newborn son weighing 15 pounds. How about that? How'd you like to give birth, those of you ladies who have given birth?
That had to have been a C-section.
15 pounds this baby weighed, nearly twice the size of the average newborn. The mother's name is Brittany Ayers. She gave birth to her fifth child. They named him Sonny. Yes, it was a C-section. You are correct. She and her husband were waving around this this baby. Let's see, measured 21 inches long. How in the world? I think I see a picture of her. It must have been a big woman to carry a baby like that. But then, that's not necessarily true. I'm looking back on my first, when my wife Tony, who was 5'1", weighed maybe 120 pounds. She gained 46 pounds when Megan was born. She looked like a basketball or one of those, what do they call those things, the medicine ball on legs. Mm-hmm. That's what she looked like. And then they finally, after her being in labor for 2 days, they took it out of the C-section. But anyway, so there are other babies. There was a 13-pounder that was born. I'm looking at some other stats here. But anyway, this baby tipping the scales at this much big baby. What do you suppose, how much does a baby eat? Weighs that kind of... I'm looking at the Guinness Book.
I'm not sure. Well, and then newborns always lose a certain amount of their body weight after birth. But the heaviest on record is a baby who weighed 22 pounds. Mm-hmm. And that was back in 1879. Unfortunately, died 11 hours after birth. But, wow, 22 pounds.
Ooh. Big timer. No question about that. All right, let's see here. Some problems at Rice University worth a moment or two of our time. They've suspended their campus parties after the annual underwear event. 7 people went to the hospital, so they canceled all on-campus parties from now until graduation. 7 students hospitalized, 24 required medical treatment following the quote-unquote night of decadence. Administrators at this university, which is near Houston, they shut down the underwear-themed party after medical resources in the town became overwhelmed. 7 students taken with issues related to intoxication. Oh, you think?
Mm-hmm.
What prompts people to do that stuff? What do you think?
I don't know, being young, do you think you're invincible?
Stupid.
And Rice has rules where any student over the age of 21 is permitted to consume soft alcohol, like beer, wine, seltzers, before they go to the party. And anyone under 21, of course, is prohibited from drinking anything, period. But that definitely didn't seem to stop anyone. And that is a lot of people to need to go to the hospital and seek medical attention for intoxication.
Yeah, sure is. All right, I want to, a friend of mine who lives in Columbus sent me some of the ads that were floating around Ohio. This person wasn't his wife. I know him and I know his wife. His wife voted to do what was necessary to make the reproductive rights of women illegal. They could do, you know, that was the whole vote, right?
Enshrined in the state constitution.
Right. So before that, this fellow sent me some of the ads on abortion rights that were there. I don't know if you saw some of these in some of the newspapers. What is it? The Columbus Post-Dispatch, I think, is the paper there. Cincinnati paper. I'm trying to remember the name of that. And the Cleveland Plain Dealer, Toledo Blade, all carried ads before this week's election. And the focus on the ad was rape and sexual abuse. So I wonder how that would set. This is kind of a new tone in messaging. Seems rather dramatic. Is this why people voting the way they did? Because they were scared? Because they were misinformed? Well, I guess it depends on what you know. There are a lot of people, and this is one of the issues when it comes to abortion. If you are raped and you get pregnant, you ought to be able to dispatch the baby if that's your decision. In some cases, you can't do that. In some states, at least the way it is now.
States, they have equal parental rights where you would have to co-parent with your abuser, with your rapist.
Yeah.
Well, and that was one of the things that was happening across the state for Ohio, where you had it on both sides. You had some people who were saying what the extreme issues were and trying to cause fear if people voted one way. But then on the opposite side, you had the exact same thing where you had about, like, well, this would take away your right if you were going to die until you were septic. And you could lose your reproductive organs because then it might be too late if you weren't able to get a medically needed abortion. And then on the other side, it was the verbiage was so vague that some people were running with it and saying that voting to enshrine this abortion rights, which was really more about reproductive rights, is that, well, a 9-year-old could have a sex change without parental consent, which, again, is false as well. But you had the extremists on both sides spreading this fear for people.
Yeah. Well, speaking of extremists, one more election thing before we go on to what's going on in the Middle East. That's kind of a short story. This is a short story, too, but very interesting. The feeling in New York City is that the current mayor, Eric, what's his last name? Is a crook.
Adams.
Eric Adams, right. Former police officer. Apparently, the rumor is he's on the take from everybody or too many people. The people that are his supporters say that they're saying that because he's black, and others are saying, no, that's not it. He's a crook. Anyway, a bunch of Republicans, which is pretty rare, like in the Bronx, a Republican won a seat on the city council in New York for the first time in over 40 years, campaigning on Eric Adams and crime. So, an interesting reality for New York City. 48 after here on Good Day.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Oh, I think we're lost again.
Wait, what does that sign over there say?
Caution, wildlife crossing?
No, next to it.
If you're 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of serious consequences from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60. Ouch. I didn't know that.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. RSV vaccines, including Pfizer's, are available. Learn more at BewareOfRSV.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Save all the stuff you really need and stuff you bought for fun. Stuff you always really wanted this holiday at Amazon. Stuff that is discounted if you're naughty or you're nice. Stuff to buy your grandma who drinks her Chardonnay with ice. Stuff to make you big and strong. Stuff we can't name in this song. Stuff for lawns and decking halls. Save big on stuff at Amazon. Stop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket, and the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop, Swiffer Power Mop.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, 53 after the hour on Good Day Health. Dr. Ken is here to answer your questions, and you certainly can participate with us by dialing in 855-999-3684. Ken and Good Day Health, a program that I'm so proud to be a part of, instigating Ken with his research to share this information both on the radio program and on our download, the Good Day Health download. Number of topics every week. The most recent one that's up there now before this one gets loaded up is a focus on depression. We talked a lot about that in our last visit. And COVID, and more COVID. And with that in mind, I guess the first question that I have here, Ken, is going back to the discussion of COVID. The question comes, somebody asked this question, it's actually a pretty good question. Why is it, some people say you need to take a test for COVID right away as soon as you feel sick. Others tell you that you should wait a few days before you take an in-home COVID test. That seems to be the best time, according to people who are experts here, checking on the symptoms and stuff. Maybe it's obvious that, you know, it might be something else, but what do you recommend to people that you're concerned about or you suspect might have COVID? What do you tell them?
Well, I think it's good to check with the onset of symptoms, because if you are, especially if you're at high risk, and we've talked about that so many times, the people who are at high risk of being hospitalized or dying, because there is treatment with Paxlovid, which is a very effective drug, but it has to be used within 5 days of the onset of symptoms. And you don't want to use it if you don't have COVID. So this is where, especially in those who are at high risk of not surviving COVID, I would try to get tested as soon as you get onset of symptoms. And if you're positive, talk to your doctors about Paxlovid. For people who are at very low risk of having serious consequences, and it's just nothing more than a mild cold, that's a whole different group of people that are not so urgently taken care of. but they should be isolated so you don't spread it around to everybody.
Dr. Ken Kronos from Lake Cardiology down in Mardura, Florida. The reminder that he's available. Lots of folks feel the urge to, after they listen to him on the radio, hey, I want to talk to this guy. He sounds like he knows what he's talking about. And the good thing is, take it from me, he knows about your body, not just your heart, but he's great as a consultant to find out what it is that is bothering you. Why don't you call the office and go check it out with him? 352-735-1400, the number for Lake Cardiology and Dr. Ken Kronos, 352-735-1400. I'm looking at my watch. You can get one of these watches from Ken that tells you kind of what's going on. What'd you say my heart beat was, my blood pressure was 17 over something or other? Did you just say that?
It's doing good. Okay. Your blood pressure looks great. Your mental stress looks good.
Yeah. Yes.
I was just pointing out that these remote patient monitoring devices, we can monitor you by an app on your phone, and you can check all of these numbers easily, quickly, your oxygenation, heart rate, blood pressure, and even your mental stress based on work done at Mount Sinai Hospital in New York City.
Yep. Pretty cool when you get right down to it. All right, there's Ken being the cardiologist, question about doing cardio, exercising. Some people get up early in the morning, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and they go to the gym. And on their way, they have a cup of coffee. And there are some who think that ignites your metabolism and helps you with a cardio workout. And I wonder what you say. Should you take some of these things that have caffeine, whether it's coffee or the drinks? Does that speed up your metabolism and make the workout better or not?
Well, I try to do it naturally, and I'm going to raise up my heart rate naturally, and I don't want anything artificially doing it. But that's my humble opinion. When I'm working out, I'll do it as naturally as I can. I know a lot of my fellow folks at the gym are taking things. I like to finish my workout at the end and then take a protein drink, but I don't like to stimulate my heart unnaturally when I'm working out.
All right, folks, he's a cardiologist, shouldn't he know? So those of you who are not doing it that way, maybe you ought to listen to what Ken says. That's the reason he's here. Ask Dr. Quinn. Try that again. Edit this. Ask Dr. Ken, 855-999-3684. Doug Steffen here on Good Day Health at 59 past the hour.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next ride.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.